I'm education reporter Sarah Karp, and I know how much Chicago parents care about their kids' education. That's why we want to hear your top priorities ahead of this fall's school board elections. Let us know at wbez.org/survey.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Today marks the sixth anniversary of the infamous wrongful police raid on Anjanet Young's home, and the Chicago City Council still hasn't passed her namesake reform ordinance. Police raided Young's home in 2019 when she was naked and getting ready for bed. They handcuffed her and wouldn't let her get dressed as she insisted they had the wrong place, as Young recounted today.
6 years since I stood before officers crying, pleading, afraid, only to be ignored. And yet I stand here again, afraid and demanding for justice.
Young has a draft ordinance that would require CPD to report every raid request and their outcomes and compel department leadership to testify. But it does not include a ban on no-knock warrants like she originally wanted, in part because she wants to ensure police support of her proposal. Brownsville chef Cliff Rome is adding a marquee location to his Southside food enterprise. The chef operator of Peaches on 47th will oversee a new restaurant and catering operation at the Obama Presidential Center when it opens in 2026. Rome tells the Sun-Times that the menu will draw from popular items at Peaches, plus small farms in the area.
It's all about clean food, right? Local farmers. We want to incorporate a lot of traditions, particularly on the south side of Chicago.
The chef says he hopes his involvement on the Obama site will help create jobs and inspire other Black business owners. R&B legend and longtime Cook County Commissioner Jerry Butler has died. A baritone known as Iceman, he rose to fame in the 1950s with fellow Chicagoan Curtis Mayfield in the doo-wop band The Impressions. In 2004, Butler told WBEZ he was inspired to work in politics after getting invitations to sing at rallies and protests.
And over time, and being involved in different marches and sit-ins, we decided, and when I say we, it was more than just me, that we ought to get more involved in politics, not from just attracting the people, but to try and help.
Butler served on the Cook County Board for 32 years. He died at home Thursday night at the age of 85. Chicago Black Restaurant Week wraps up its 10th year this weekend. Sunday, February 23rd, is the last chance for Chicagoans to participate in the citywide celebration of Black-owned restaurants in Chicagoland. Lauren Smith founded the event in 2015. She tells WBEZ's Reset, Black Restaurant Week is about exploring new culinary experiences.
I want people to get off their block, go somewhere else. Like if you've never been to Flossmoor or Homewood, come out there. We got spots out there. We've had spots in the west suburbs. So just get outside, go out and see some different things, say some different things.
More than 40 restaurants participated in this year's food festival. A look at weather. Today, sunny, a high near 30 degrees, and tonight dipping to a low around 15. We'll see a sunny weekend. Saturday will be sunny with highs in the mid-30s, and Sunday, sunny with highs in the 40s. You can read the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.